Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus, the show that refused to start today. I am one of your hostesses, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and now I guess we will do what we normally do. So here is the beautiful, magical DC to tell you all about herself. Okay, let's see if I can get the computer to work then. Okay. There we go. Oh, DC's there. DC, are you on mute?
Here I am, Barbara.
Yay!
Yay. Yes, I was on mute until you brought me on here. This is unbelievable. Well, happy, happy, happy October 1st, everyone. It is so, it's so amazing that we finally did get in. Blog Talk has been acting up for a couple of days, and I don't know why. But I truly feel it's a blessing that we're able to connect with everyone. So are you ready for a new month, Barbara?
Yes, I think so.
Beautiful. Well, you know what? October is going to bring blessings. And if you write the word blessings down, be present, let the day flow with grace, expect joy, be positive, serve with compassion, speak only kindness, impart only love, and never forget you're not alone. Give thanks for everything and see goodness in others. And I saw that online, and I just thought that was so beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I do have a message. Should we just go to the messages? I think people know who we are.
Okay, yeah, we spent the first 15 minutes me trying to call in, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what, Barbara, I was thinking, my goodness, I have Jackson here, and I was making all these different things to eat, and I said, do I have any messages for today? And who steps forward but Marguerite Ann Johnson? Now, who could that be? Do you know her other name that she's known by? Marguerite Ann Well, Annie Johnson, do you know who that is?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, how about Maya Angelou?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she came in and, you know what, she's saying that she's been listening to the show with your brother. She's been speaking with him, you know? So I said, well, that's really nice. I first channeled her in October. I think it was October of 2015, in and around there. But here's her message. She asked me to share it. Hi, it's a pleasure to be here. This is Marguerite Annie Johnson, but you probably know me as Maya Angelou. I ask each of you to see one another as a child of God. Everybody born comes from the Creator. My mission in life was not merely to survive, but to thrive. Be filled with passion, compassion, humor, and style. I hope to laugh as much as I cried and to love and have the courage to accept love in return. My brother Bailey and I were very close. He could not pronounce my name, and he called me Mai, later calling me Maya, and I've used that name. I have had less than a storybook childhood, and my brother and I, we were sent to our grandmother at a very young age. Soon after, I suddenly became aware of racial discrimination. But on a happier note, I was filled with faith because my grandmother, she loved me. I mean, she really, really loved me. She taught me how to be a victor. She said to me, sister, when you get, give, and when you learn, teach. She told me to live by these lessons when I was 7. So something bad had happened to me while living with my mother, and I was too afraid to talk about it. I did tell my brother, and I later found out that something bad had happened again, but to the person that hurt me. I felt that my words had killed a man, and I did not speak for 5 years. And although I may not have spoken for many years, I have learned to listen and to observe the world. You may not have control of the events that happen to you, but you decide not to be reduced by them. And at age 13, my brother and I, we were reunited with our mother in San Francisco, and I dropped out of school to become San Francisco's first black and female cable car conductor. I'd love to see a young girl go out and grab the world by the lapels. Life is a bitch, and you've got to go out and kick ass. And I'm hoping that this is okay to say, because I know it's Morning with Jesus, but this is, you know, what I felt. And I had later returned to high school. I did become pregnant in my senior year. I graduated, and shortly after, I gave birth to the most beautiful son. He was my heart. If you find it in your heart to care for somebody else, you will have succeeded. I left home at 17. I supported myself and my son. I found a job and a room with cooking privileges, and my landlord babysat for me with my son. My mom said to me, "You know the difference between right and wrong. Please do right, and don't let anyone make you change." Jackson, Jeff. Her door was always open to me. And when life got hard, I did go back home. My mother was always happy to have me and my son back. She would make us something delicious. I always had something delicious to eat. And her love gave me the freedom in my life. And one of the most heartwarming conversations that my mother and I had was where she told me I was one of the greatest women she had ever met. And I was like, wow. She actually compared me to great women in history. My mother was a smart woman. She never lied. And she made me think that maybe there was something that I had and I could share with the world. I did take care of her in her final days. And I wanted to give back to her what she gave to me, love, because love liberates. And although she may not have been the best mother when I was young, that certainly did change when I became a young adult. I thank God that she was my mother. And I learned that no matter what happens or how bad it does seem, life goes on. It will get better. It will get better tomorrow. And when it looks like the sun ain't going to shine anymore, God does put a rainbow in those clouds. So I'd like to say to everyone listening, just do right. Please, do right. If you teach, you have to live what you teach. And right will satisfy your soul. Try to be the best human being you can be and try to live your life in a way that you will never regret. This is your world, and you make your choices. Try to make it a better world. If, in fact, you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Don't complain. And I've learned that people will forget what you said. They're going to forget what you did, but they will never, ever, ever forget how you made them feel. I'm Maya Angelou. Thank you. And, Barbara, that's my message for today.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm assuming that you muted so that you can be with Jackson. Sounds like he's full of energy today, too. All right, so now we'll see what Jesus wants to say through me right now. It's been such an interesting morning. I just can't wait to hear this. Okay. Beloved ones, there is so much that you are beginning to understand. And we know that for some of you, things just don't make sense. In some ways, it feels like all of the chaos in your life is getting bigger. And sometimes it feels overwhelming. Know that these things are coming up so that you can let them go. And we know that when an issue is coming up and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do this and this and this, and what if this happens and what if that happens, that's not letting go. When something comes up, we want you to accept it. Whatever it is, just accept it. And you can simply say, okay, I accept this. And then release it. Don't hold on to it. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Don't look for every solution under the sun, because that keeps you in the energy of the chaos. I want you to just take a moment, even if it's just take a breath, and just be at peace, just for a moment. This disconnects you from the problem and allows you to be open to seeing what else is there. Because every time you are given a problem, you are also given a solution. We want you to think about that. You really just take it in. Every time you are given a problem, you are also given a solution. Now think about the last time something came up for you, some issue that you had to deal with. And imagine how much easier it would have been if you had just taken a moment, let it go. And you can call on us to assist you. You can call on God. You can call on whomever it is you want to call on. Give the problem to us. And ask for clarity about what your next step should be. Most of you get caught up in your minds, and your mind is going through everything that it's ever gone through, and it's thinking of every problem similar to this, and it's trying to come up with an answer based on everything that's happened in the past. But that's just your past. When you let it go, you step into the universal mind, and you have all of the knowledge of everyone who has ever existed. And that's so much more than your mind can have. So just let go. Let that be your motto. Whenever anything happens, just let go. Just for a second, if that's all the time you have. Just let go. And allow your eternal you, the divine you, to come in to assist you, to be a part of you and your solution. You are not just a physical body. You are not just a mind. You are divine essence. Let that divine essence into your life. Let it help you. Let it open you up to all that is truly there for you. It's time for you to wake up, to come back to all that you are. And this is just one of the little steps in that process. Start opening up to the more that is already within you. You already have everything that you need. So get out of your human mind. Go into your heart. And live more of your own life. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful. That was really beautiful. Thank you.
Alrighty, now we are going to go to our callers. I can't believe we actually have some after everything we've been through.
A little crazy, honestly, goodness.
Yes, it has. All right, our first caller is from area code 860.
Hello, it's me.
Well, hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hello, hello.
Well, that was so beautiful and so inspiring, girls. Really,
thank you. And this is the famous Lisa, everyone, if you're listening. She's in Jackson's blankets, and Jackson calls our blankets the Lisa blankets. And he cannot go to sleep unless he has his Lisa blanket because it's infused with divine love and healing. It's the most beautiful thing. And we want to, you know, thank you again, Lisa.
Oh, you're welcome. My goodness.
So well, you're an earth angel, and she is. She's a beautiful earth angel.
Yes, she is.
And how's our pal Gizmo doing after getting sprayed by a skunk?
Gizmo didn't get sprayed by a skunk.
Oh, didn't you put something on that you had given him a bath, given her a bath? Did she get? You had something on there you posted.
Gizmo's having end-stage lung disease, and so her heart is enlarged. I think you got her confused with somebody else.
I saw something. I have to go find it and send it to you. Yeah, but you had just given her a bath, you know? So I'll have to look. I'll have to have Ginger look and see what that was. But, you know, Gizmo is one of the luckiest, you know, little fur babies I've ever known to have a mom like you. I mean, you've been amazing.
The specialist looked up at me yesterday and said to me, "Do you have any other children?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Weren't they jealous of how you treat your dog?" And I said, "Do you seriously think my child wasn't treated just as well?" And she laughed.
Well, Ginger's saying, you know what, Lisa, she hopes that you have a little bit more fun. She's saying you're beautiful, you know, a fur babe, you know, fur baby's mommy and stuff, you're a beautiful mommy, but you don't have fun. She's saying you take care of everyone else and you forget about you, and life is supposed to be celebrated. So okay. I don't know if do you use any kind of essential oils, because Ginger is actually recommending like an uplifting blend. It's sort of like a party in a bottle, you know, to remember to celebrate.
I could use a party in a bottle.
Yeah. Well, you know, the uplifting blend, you can. I'm not recommending a brand per se, but you can find one. Some of them have orange, they have lemon, they have vanilla, they have ginger, there may be a little cinnamon, maybe a couple other things, but it'll really help you. And it's sort of like it'll remind you, like, hey, you know, I'm supposed to have a little fun. And, you know, that's part of why we're here. You do take beautiful care of Gizmo, but little Lisa is stamping her feet, and she's saying, "What about me? What about me? We haven't connected in so long. We haven't had any fun." So we can't forget that beautiful inner child as well, Lisa. Okay? And Mother Mary, you know, she's coming in, and she agrees with Ginger, and she's just saying, you know, you do so much for her, but you've got to make sure you take care of you too. And no matter what's going on, we have to try to stay optimistic, okay? And you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, Lisa. So you've got to, you know, you've got to let go and let God and surrender the need to try to do this all by yourself, okay? I mean, you are a beautiful healer. You're amazing. But why not allow heaven to come in and help you with this issue? Are you willing to do that, to release and to trust in the divine?
I am working on the initial shock and releasing and accepting.
Okay.
I think I'm in shock.
And you know what? There's a little forgiveness. I think you have to actually forgive yourself for not being able to do what you want to do, and you have gone above and you have gone beyond, okay? And you're holding such sadness within your heart with all of this. And, you know, any kind of disease can turn into disease for you, okay? So Mother Mary is saying, you know, my beautiful Lisa, please release all the emotional burdens. And she's putting her healing hand upon your heart. I don't know if you could feel it, but I see a beautiful, beautiful pink aura around you now with Mother Mary. It's just, she's filling you with this beautiful divine love, Lisa. And she's asking you to let go, you know, of all that no longer serves you. And she's purifying your perceptions, okay?
Thank
so
you.
Please, you know, allow yourself, you know, to be free of all the guilt, of all, you know, of all the toxic energy you're holding on to, because you can't do more than you're doing now. You've done so much, okay? So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, because you do need a little bit of healing, and you know we want you to feel good as well. Are you willing to have a little bit of healing?
Of course, thank you.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay, Lisa. So what is the heaviest thing on your heart right now?
I thought she was going to have some good time after all she's been through, and hearing this news yesterday, I'm just broken. It just broke me. I just wanted her to have some peaceful, good time because she's been sick for so long.
Okay. So what I'm seeing, is that a lot of what she has gone through is a reflection of what you have gone through. It's like she is sharing the load with you.
God, I never wanted that for her.
But that's what she chooses for herself.
Oh, then I have a lot more guilt than I thought I could possibly have.
No, you're not supposed to have any guilt. There's no guilt involved. Because this was a choice that she made. She didn't do it to make you feel guilty. She did it because she loves you. This amazingly beautiful love energy that I can see coming from her and going to you. It's just this pure love.
I would never want to
share
life with anyone. I wouldn't put this on my worst enemy, the life I've lived.
But why are you putting it on you?
I'm just a pile of circumstances. I'm not, didn't say, hey, I think I'll have an awful life.
Okay. And part of that is because you've been taught the victim mentality. And a victim is helpless and hopeless. And they're a victim of circumstances. They don't have any power. And so that's what you've been believing about yourself for all of these years. And it's never actually been true, but, you know, you believed it, so it was true for you. And that's absolutely fine. I'm not saying that so that you'll feel guilty, because guilt has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Okay, so they want to do a special kind of healing on you right now. So are you okay with that?
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Okay. Did you see yourself in your own beautiful crystal pyramid that's in you? And each of us has one. And you can imagine it however you imagine it. And see, in this beautiful pyramid, there's a crystal bed. And I want you to just lay on that crystal bed. And it's so funny because when you lay down on the crystal bed, Gizmo jumped up there and now she's laying on your heart. And so it's the two of you. And you're in this beautiful, beautiful light that's coming down through the top of the pyramid and just bathing your whole body and bathing Gizmo. And there is a group of angels standing around you, and Mother Mary is there, Jesus is there, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Sandalphon, Archangel Haniel. You're getting all the archangels coming in. Archangel Ariel is coming, Uriel is coming, Gabriel is coming. So you've got this beautiful circle of these divine beings around you. And they've joined hands and they're all smiling at you. And there are these beautiful beams of light coming from each of their hearts, going to your heart and to Gizmo's heart. So you are receiving this beautiful energy into your hearts. And this energy is unconditional love, which is the most powerful energy in existence. And it is just dissolving all those old beliefs, all of the victim mindset. Everything you believe that says you have to have something wrong with you, there's always something wrong with you, your life's been full of something that's wrong, and they're releasing all of that. Every part of your being. Beautiful energy is going back through your past lives where it needs to. Even going back through Gizmo's past lives. You guys have been together many times. It's dissolving those connections that are not for your highest good. Dissolving a lot of connections in your family. Not just this family in other lifetimes, too. You're just clearing out all this untruth, all of these illusions that you've been having. They're opening you up more to the acceptance of who you truly are. Not just your idea of Lisa, but the whole package, the eternal you, as well as the physical you, and the mental you, and the spiritual you, and the emotional you, and all of the other things you might possibly have. In this and in every other dimension you exist in. Clearing the way for you to come into your power. Just take a few nice deep breaths. Just relax and let go.
you.
Okay, now each one of them is just lightly touching you. Touching your heart, touching your head. Each one's touching wherever it is that they need to touch. And what they are doing when they touch you is they are activating your gifts, your power, the truth of who you are. And they're helping you to move to a higher level of existence right now. They're activating the magic within Gizmo. That's what they're saying here. So I don't know what magical things Gizmo is going to be doing, but Gizmo's magic is activated. So just take it easy for the next 30 minutes to an hour and just relax and let yourself process all of this. You may want to go into meditation and ask what it is that you need to know so that you can take the steps to your own greatness. All right, say you are finished now, although they're still with you, and they still going to be working on you for a little while.
And Lisa, Jackson is, he's in with his little toys there, and he's saying, tell Lisa, I cookin'. Come eat, Lisa, I cookin'. So he's inviting you to his play brunch, you know? So please know that you are loved by so many and you don't even realize it, honey, okay?
Thank you, both of you, for blessing me. I was such a mess when I called you, and I feel so much peace now. Thank you both so much.
Well, Jackson is saying he's cooking. He won't tell me what he's cooking, but he's cooking. And it's a surprise for him and Lisa, so I don't know what it is.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless, hon.
And kisses for Jackson, a little darling.
Yep.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. You are welcome. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Okay, sweetheart. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. My computer is acting a little strange.
Yes, mine as well. There's something in the air.
Won't let me mute Lisa. Push the mute button in.
Yeah.
It's not doing its thing. So I'm going to take a breath like Jesus recommended and just let go.
Yep. That's what we have to do, is just take a breath, let go, let God, and we know that all is well.
All righty. Let's see if we can go to our next caller. And that should be Nathaniel.
Hello.
Well, you're there, but according to my screen, you're not there. So I'll just ignore the screen. Hello, Nathaniel.
Hey, hi.
Hello, Nathaniel. Happy October.
It is. It's October now. 3 months left till New Year's.
My goodness. Well, Ginger, she came in for our last caller, Lisa, and she offered an essential oil. And she has an essential oil in mind for you, Nathaniel. It's cumin, C-U-M-I-N, to really help to spice up your life a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. She's saying that, you know, she's watching over you, and she's saying, Mom, he's just doing same old, same old. It's becoming a little bit, you know, like dull, bland, you know? And she's saying, Nathaniel, you know, we're in the fall season, and we're seeing, like, all, depending on where you live, like, the colors are changing now on the trees. So this is a beautiful, vibrant, colorful season. And all of, you know, all of this is waiting for you, Nathaniel. Okay? And, you know, listen to your guidance, trust your guidance. And sometimes that guidance can make you a little bit uncomfortable. Okay? And I feel like when you want to, you know, maybe think about doing something new, you get a little bit excited. You could feel that in your heart, but also you get a little bit nervous. Okay? So don't be afraid of what life has to offer you, okay? So Ginger's saying you've got to go out beyond your own backyard and just, you know, see what's out there. Does that resonate with you? She wants you to have a little bit more fun, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a lot on my mind. You know, I have this cancer and stuff, so I'm, you know, wondering if I need to do the surgery. And just, you know, I got a Rife machine, so I'm trying to use that.
Okay.
Just, you know, feel a little like I got a lot on my plate, you know.
And I'm hearing, you know, from the angels, you've got to trust and,
yeah,
you know, let go and let God and allow, you know, the divine to come in and help you with your worries and your fears.
Okay. Okay,
so you've, a little bit more trust is needed, Nathaniel. Okay.
All right.
And you've got to love yourself a little bit more. Try to stay in the present moment. I sort of feel like I see, like, old, like, just old memories, like you're, like, thinking about old times. And
yeah,
you've got to be able to see yourself separate from the disease, okay?
Yeah.
So you yourself are not, you know, that disease.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You do need a little bit of healing, Nathaniel. And I'm getting, you know, just hang in there. Breathe, and I'm getting, you know, just read about Jesus' miracles, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Barbara?
Okay. I am back again. I'm just having an interesting day with this phone and these computers. All right. All right, Nathaniel, they're saying. Okay. There's a message for you first, and then I'll see what it is they want to go through after that. One of the things they want you to realize is that everything you desire is already within you. Usually when people think about something that they want, they are imagining that, you know, it doesn't exist, and they're going to have to make it, and they're going to have to go through all of this work in order to just create it so that they can have it. But what we fail to realize is that what we are looking for has already been created. So the perfect health that you are looking for is already within you. It's not something that you have to go through all of these steps to create. You know, you have to start doing all of these things in order to create perfect health in your life. The perfect health is already there. What most people fail to do is to let go of the sickness and start living in the energy of the perfect health. So this is about...
Because, you know, I had cancer, and I know it's still there. I just had it, so, you know, I'm just trying to not think that, you know, it's not there when it's there.
And what you focus on is what you create.
Yeah. So,
if you are always thinking that it's there, then you are making sure that it is there.
Well, you know, I hope you know, it's gone, but, you know, I checked, it's still there. So, I mean.
Okay, so they want you to move into the vibration of perfect health.
Okay. I understand that.
Because someone who has perfect health and is in that vibration of perfect health, they don't even check to see if anything's wrong because they are in the energy of perfect health. It is all that is real to them. So you need to make sure that you are making perfect health real to you. And it's not something, you know, that you have to wait for it to come to you. It's something that you can be in right now, right this very second. Because you let go of everything else. And in some ways, this is something that kind of boggles the mind. And that's absolutely fine because you don't really need your mind in this anyway. We are talking about the energy of you, the energy you are choosing to live in. It's not something that your mind needs to understand. It may be something that your mind will never understand, and that's absolutely fine. But it's you, the truth of you, the essence of you. That's what's bringing you into this beautiful energy of perfect health and allowing you to live there. Okay, so we're going to make a few dear innate statements. Dear innate, I give myself permission to have perfect health.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have perfect health.
Dear innate, I choose to release dis-ease.
Dear innate, I choose to release dis-ease.
Dear innate, I recognize the power within me.
Dear innate, I recognize the power within me.
Dear innate, I am changing who I am.
Dear innate, I am changing who I am.
Dear innate, it is time for me to just let go.
Dear innate, it is time for me to just let go.
Dear innate, I no longer look for problems.
Dear innate, I no longer look for problems.
Dear innate, I live in solutions.
Dear innate, I live in solution.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward within my life.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so
all right.
Spend your time in the energy of what you desire and let everything else go, okay?
Okay, hey, well, thanks a lot.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Still not showing me that it hung up, but I'm going to ignore it. All right, our next caller is from area code 919. 917, are you there? Area code 917. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hello, good morning.
What's
my
your
name?
Name
is Linda, and my question is related to an incident that happened at my gym. And do you see things like working out, or will I be grounded for a couple of days or so? I don't know.
Okay. Let's let DC go first. DC?
Hi, Lisa. Linda. I'm getting, you know what, your energy when you ask that question is sort of holding you into that, you know, in that place. You know, you've got to feel what the results are that you want, because the way you asked that question, I got a maybe. And
okay.
You've got a lot of anxiety around this incident.
Yeah.
And
you're holding
it within. And when we hold it within and we're holding on to anxiety, it can't be resolved in that manner. Do you understand that?
I'm working through it.
Okay, so... You do need a little healing in regard to this. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because, you know, it's you that is holding on to it, and I don't see a resolution until you feel better and your emotions are healed, okay?
Okay.
Stay positive. Barbara?
Okay. So let's do a few of those dear innate statements and see if we can get you into some better energy. Okay, so just repeat what I say. Dear Renate, I release the anxiety.
The anxiety.
Dear Renate, fear.
Dear Renate, I release the fear.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone involved.
Dear Renate, I forgive everyone involved.
Dear Renate, I let go of any attachments to this incident.
Attachments to this incident.
Dear Renate, I give myself freedom.
Give myself freedom.
Renate, I deserve a happy life.
Yes.
Dear Renate, I choose to love myself.
Dear Renate, I choose to love myself.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Dear Renate, I release the hurt, the pain, and the anger.
Dear Renate, I choose to release the hurt and anger.
Dear Renate, I am letting go.
Dear Renate, I'm letting go.
Dear Renate, I deserve better.
Dear Nate, I deserve better.
Take another nice, deep, deep breath. Okay. How do you feel?
Calm. Nurtured.
Okay. Was this an incident that was connected to incidents similar to it from your...
From what?
From your past. From things that have happened before in your life.
I'm sure.
Because I'm seeing a chain, and I'm seeing that this incident was one link in a chain. Okay, so, dear Innate, I release the chain connected with this incident.
Dear Innate, I release the chain connected to this incident.
Dear Innate, I release all of the old patterns.
Dear Innate, I release all of the old patterns.
Dear Innate, I do not live in the past.
Dear Innate, I do not live in the past.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Fine.
Okay. So by clearing up the connections to this instant, letting it go, you're no longer in that energy anymore. And now you can look and decide what kind of a solution you want to create. What is it you
just,
want to gain from
know.
This? Okay, great. Then be in that energy. Let that be the focus so that you are in that energy and you are creating that in your life. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Linda? Linda, did I lose you? Okay, DC, are you there?
Yes. I'm here, Barbara.
Okay, and Linda's here. Okay, for a second I thought, okay, my phone is hung up again.
No, we're still here. We're connected. It's all good.
And did you want to say anything else to Linda now that she's letting go?
No, I feel like her energy has shifted, and she's got to just, you know, feel like the situation has been, you know, rectified, and she feels good about it. And I keep getting all is well. You know, there's nothing to worry about. Just focus on, you know, the outcome that would really make you happy. And I just see... angels are all around her, and I'm getting like blessings are coming her way. So please, you know that there's nothing to worry about, and just focus on the positive. It's the first day of October. Start the month off in a good way.
Yeah, thank you.
With that being said, oh my goodness, after I completed that sentence, the time is 11:11. So I don't know if you follow, you know, the numbers connecting with your angels, but 11:11 is very significant.
Yes, yes.
It's just so,
it's like
so,
in alignment.
Yes. So this is your, you know, this is your time. Everything's, you know, it's going well. And you've just got to believe, okay? It is,
yes,
it is
you.
An alignment, and it's just beautiful.
Yes.
Whenever whenever you get like a weird sound in your ears, if you get that, you know, look up the number to see what the angels are trying to give you. With me and stuff, I just happen to glance at a clock when needed, and that's just a confirmation that the angels are saying, Linda, they're already, you know, assisting you with this matter, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Surrounding you with love, and you just need to, you know, like, feel it in your heart, and you're here too because you're a light worker and you've got more important things to focus on, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely, that's true. That's true.
You've got a balanced energy, the male and female energy, the yin and the yang.
Do you feel like this guy at the gym, like he was trying to be friendly, then he tried to take my spot that I usually work out? What was he trying to do? Like, is he into me, or was he just like trying to work out? What was his intention? Why
you know, the
was he taking over?
The angels are just laughing and they're saying, you know what, you have so much more to focus on, and I wouldn't even worry about, you know, any of that.
Okay.
Because it's taking up too much of your energy.
Yeah,
and
that's
just,
what you want. Yeah.
That you know,
yep.
That you know, this is a new month and there's so much that they might
to focus on.
Yeah, to focus on. I mean, that's just, it was just a crazy thing. You know, I don't even see him thinking. I see like a sort of like a head with nothing in it. So I don't even think he was thinking, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay, so just focus on you. I'm getting the word success around you. Okay?
Yeah.
And this is going to be a great month for you. So
yeah.
Just go forward and focus on all the good stuff in life, because what you do is you're going to attract more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
God bless. Yeah, okay. All is well. So just start creating what you really want in your life, okay?
Yep. I am.
Okay, that sounds great. And I see you walking like into the gym, and everything that you're working, you know, that you're worried about is fading away, okay? So just have a great day, hon.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless.
All righty. Got muted. Can't go by what I see on the screen, but I'm assuming. Oh my gosh, it actually moved that time. No, it moved back. That is so weird. Okay. I give up. I'm just going to let this.
You can't give up. We can never give up. Ginger saying you can never give up, Auntie Barbara.
I'm not giving up. I'm just letting go of the need to control it. I'm just, you know.
That's whatever it is. And I'm laughing because I wrote a post about, you know, Halloween, of course, is this month. So I have a post going on, and the first person that guesses my favorite candy, they're going to win a free reading, Barbara.
Oh, lovely.
So I'm hearing about all these different candies, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know some of them existed, you know? So it's really funny.
Well, I'm sure someone's going to guess it and get that wonderful free.
I don't
reading.
Know. I mean, have you ever heard of long red jelly tongues and nasty candy corn? I've never heard of them. My goodness.
Well, now,
those are some of the answers that they've been giving, you know?
Are they saying that candy corn is nasty, or is there a nasty candy corn? Some people
think
candy
the name
corn
of it is nasty. Yeah, nasty candy corn and long red jelly tongues. I can't even imagine. Ooh.
That doesn't even sound like you'd want to eat it.
No, I can't get beyond looking at some of that stuff. Never mind eating it. Yeah, but it's called, I guess, nasty candy corn pieces. So I'm like, no, that's not the answer. And oh my goodness, it's so funny.
Oh.
Well, we shall. We'll see. And if anyone, you know, that calls into the show and they want to, you know, take a go at it, they're welcome to as well.
Well, great.
Awesome.
Well, maybe I should do something like that too, but then I'd have to decide what my favorite candy is, huh?
Well, they've been guessing Jackson's favorite candy, so that's. I said you're guessing some of Jackson's, which is really funny.
Yes.
Goodness, he loves little Smarties, and he does love candy corn. But of course, he's got a lot of favorites. He just loves candy, you know?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Okay, well, we're done for today.
Okay, my goodness. Well, we've done a great job and we've helped some people, so I feel good about it. And just being able to connect with Blog Talk makes me feel so much better, Barbara.
Yes, and they never did respond to tell me why it couldn't connect for, as long as it couldn't. But that's okay.
They probably don't know themselves. I'm assuming they don't even know themselves, so it's really funny. But we're back and we're running. That's all that counts. So thank you for taking the time to really, you were determined and you got us up and running, Barbara. My goodness.
Well, I'm not sure if it was me, but everything worked out, and that's what's important.
It did, and you know what? And you did a great job. So Ginger Singh, give yourself a pat on the back. You did take part of it, and so you've got to really, say, hey, I did a great job, because you did.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. Have a great day, everyone, and we look forward to connecting with you again on Thursday.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening.